take a drastic little matchstick and set fire to the tears. I will go around that stage in just my birthday suit. Now that I'm fireproof. It's a candle that you bring to the table, but it's not enough for me. Small favor, my neighbor, my savior, you will be. The ring of fire's growing high, but we will never leave. No, 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 no,
what's up, everybody? This is Danny. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Black Stripes or White Keys. Kayla and Trisha are here, but I am just spinning today. So what's up, guys?
Not much. You're really, like, taking over the show here.
Well, you both are doing homework, so...
You know, you're just doing us a solid right now.
I am. I'm not doing homework.
So yeah, that's pretty nice.
You know, it's the least I can do.
You know, you're looking out.
Yeah, you guys having a good day?
Yeah, it's fine.
Great day. It's rainy today. Some interesting.
That's my kind of weather. Hope you all having a great day out there as well. That was Fireproof by Clap Your Hands Say Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was a Trisha pick.
Yes.
What do we got next, Danny?
Next, we got Come Closer by Miles Kane. coming up.
All right. I think that's also
Kayla,
one of...
That's a Kayla pick.
That's what my
that's
pick. See, I don't even know what I pick anymore.
It's easy to lose track.
It is, you know.
It better be a good song,
you know,
or
what?
Else.
If I picked it, I probably like it, so...
Yeah.
I trust your judgment. I'm sure everyone who listens also trusts your judgment, because why would they be listening if they didn't?
I don't know.
Am I right?
You're right.
All right. Well, this next song, again, is Come Closer by Miles Kane. There we go.
I guess we'll see. Sweeping. Was a bittersweet man and they called him Lemon Boy. He was growing in my garden and I pulled him out by his hair like a weed. And like weeds do, he only came and grew back again. So I figured this time I might as well let him be. Lemon Boy and me started to get along together. I helped him plant his seeds and we mowed the lawn in bad weather. It's actually pretty easy being nice to a bitter boy like him. So I got myself a citrus friend. But soon as bittersweet started to rub off on me, smelling light lemon zest would be pretty neat. I found that my friends were more of the savory type, and they weren't too keen on compromising with a nice lemon pie. So lemon boy and me, we just gotta get along together. I helped him plant his seeds and we'll mow the lawn in bad weather. It's actually pretty easy being nice to a bitter boy like him. So I got myself a citrus friend. But what if I run out of fertilizer? What if the clouds run out of rain? What if lemon boy won't grow no longer? What if beaches dry of sugar cane?
Emotionally.
Hello, everybody. We're back.
Hello. I'm sorry that our conversation, just kind of... Yeah.
That's okay.
The Francaise.
Yeah. Yeah. French homework.
Yeah. I'm reading a book about a very angsty teenager.
You want to say the title? Because I think the title's funny.
Bonjour Tristesse, which means hello sadness.
That is the most emo book title.
It is the most emo book title. Speaking of, I was just saying that this band that we just listened to, which is called Cave Town, and that song was called Lemon Boy, they kind of remind me of a modern and better version of Never Shout Never, which was this kind of emo acoustic thing in the 2000s.
Yep.
You know, check them out. You probably know. What's that one song that everyone knows? You know?
Make Me Happy.
I mean,
I wasn't really into those guys. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, oh my God, but everyone loved them at Warped Tour. All the girls were like, oh my God.
I love that you went to Warped Tour.
Do you expect anything less? I'm an addict. It's that song. I don't know what it's called. But is it Cheater, Cheater, Breast Friend Eater? One second.
Whoa. Whoa, that's a title.
Heart last week when you said you had slept with him.
Yeah, that's the most played song. No, wait, no, it's not. This one is.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah, this one. This is the one that you probably know. He's got that hair. Oh my God, look at that hair. But even worse.
Well, this is a great tangent.
Okay, anyway. We didn't stop the music to do that. We stopped the music for a lovely PSA, Trisha.
Oh, what? Oh.
Hit us with that PSA.
Right. PSA time.
Yeah.
All right. Every 8 minutes, every day, the American Red Cross responds to a home fire or other emergency. Every 8 minutes, we're there to provide help and hope. We can't do it without you. Your donation provides food, shelter, and comfort to families affected by disaster. Every dollar you donate means more than you imagine. Fire takes everything from a family. Your donation helps them recover. Please donate today at redcross.org.
Yeah.
Home fires are important. You know, I just saw this clip from, like, you know how there's those clips of, like, old America's Next Top Model videos on YouTube?
Yeah.
Episode?
Sure.
Well, well, sometimes when I'm procrastinating, I watch a lot of those. And speaking of fire, there's this one model who decided to, like, warm up some taco shells by putting the tacos on top of the toaster. And then the toaster caught fire, and everyone in the house freaked out. And they almost had a house fire. And that's what made me really connect to this PSA today.
Wow. That's yeah. wild. You know what I did to procrastinate today? Is I filled out the Tufts Dining Survey.
What Tufts Dining Survey?
I don't know. They sent an email, and I was like, oh, I'll just procrastinate with this. Maybe they'll make it better. I don't know. They won't.
Fun.
The only episode I've ever seen of that show was one where Tyra Banks had that, like, freak out.
Which one?
The one where she was, like, really, really yelling at someone, like...
I'm not sure which one that is. Honestly.
It's probably a lot of them. But like,
you're right, probably.
Like, Family Guy ended up spoofing it, and she ended up turning into, like, this giant lizard, and, like, you don't know me. Like she was just laying it out on this one contestant. I like, saw that with no context. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I've watched it a little bit, but, like, it was years ago.
Well, it used to be really popular.
Yeah, it used to be. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
America.
So, I gotta get this off my chest. So I was just, like, silently suffering, like, 5 minutes ago while you two were doing your homework and we were listening to whatever was playing. I was watching a video, and it was one of those food videos, you know, where they take you step by step and how to cook something. It's like, here's this dish. Well, this one was a turkey, right?
Yeah.
And because it's about to be that time of year.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a turkey, and they... put it like in a tub with water, and they added like salt and like brown sugar, and they let it marinate for like 24 to 48 hours, whatever. So they take it out and then proceed to take like the biggest block of cheese I've ever seen and just put it into the turkey, like shoving it into the turkey. And then they took a bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos and crumpled it up over like the shell of the turkey and like spread it out. And then they just took a bunch of potatoes and then just, like, put it on the outside of the turkey, like, on the plate that it was on. And then, like, that was it. And then they were just, like, serving it. It was so disturbing. It, like, made me really uncomfortable.
Okay, it wasn't too bad until you said Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Like, yeah. It's also just, like, the way the video looked. I don't know. Just something about it. And then they, like, after they shoved the block of cheese into the turkey, they, like, tied up the turkey's legs. And I'm just like, I can't watch this. I can eat this, but I can't watch this.
You would eat that?
Not the Flamin'. No, they lost me at Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Flamin' Hot Cheetos are actually really overrated. I know they have a big fan base.
Yeah, I don't really know any other Cheetos besides regular Cheetos.
Flamin' Hot, I know some discontinued ones, like X's and O's, and then they had those spiral ones. Right now they have those, I think they're Paws.
Oh, okay.
They have those, and they have them, and obviously they have the Puffs.
You know what I did try recently? Taylor gave me, she has these honey barbecue Fritos, and they're
those are bomb. I saw them on her desk.
Yeah.
They're great.
And they're like, they're not like the same like curve as Cheeto. They're like spiral, like corkscrew things, kind of like those pastas.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They're
really good.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that there were other flavors of Fritos.
I didn't know
they're
that
so
either.
Addicting.
I thought that they were just classic Fritos.
That was kind of it.
I love classic Fritos.
Yeah, same. I haven't
great salty chip.
I have not had Fritos in such a long time, but I tried a couple of those barbecue ones, and those are good. Like, I'm about to go buy myself a bag of those.
Barbecue twist. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
My dad bought me a bag of Funyuns today.
Oh my God. I love Funyuns.
Oh, I don't like Funyuns.
You don't like
Funyuns?
I don't like onion like snacks. Like, why?
What's okay, but Funyuns don't taste like onions.
Do you like onion rings?
I mean, so I worked at like a Carl's Jr. when I was in high school, And sometimes I would like take the onion rings home, but I would always feel really gross after eating them. Like nothing makes you feel grosser than eating an onion ring. Like it's not like a fry. It's like a whole like it's slimy.
It's
on the
yeah, it's greasier than a fry.
And it's
yeah,
it's greasy and it's just like there's something about them. I don't know.
I think some onion rings are pretty delicious.
I hate the onion rings that break apart really easily. Yeah, like you take yeah, one bite and then the entire onion comes out and then you're just stuck.
I don't know.
Bread.
I can understand about fast food onion rings, like that's the one thing. It's funny, like sometimes Burger King has an edge because they have onion rings, but also like I don't think they're that great. Like if you go to a restaurant, even like a chain restaurant, you go to Applebee's, Fridays, whatever, the onion rings are better.
Oh yeah, agreed.
Like at least they're real. Like I kind of like onion rings, but like they're special, you know what I mean? Like they're like a once in a while. They're not like, oh my god, onion rings all the time.
Onion rings never replace fries.
No,
they're always like, true, you get them to compliment the fries.
Yes, true.
You know,
right,
what the real question is, though? When it comes to fries, are like the wedge cut ones better, or the McDonald's like skinny ones, or like waffle fries?
All right,
fries are great.
Waffle fries are great. I think my personal favorite my personal favorite type of fry is the steak fry.
I like steak fries. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just something homey about it. It feels like a diner, you know.
But you know, with steak fries and with the potato wedges, you got to season them right. Otherwise, they're entirely forgettable.
Yeah, true. You know? I mean, I'm not crazy about the wedges, but you know what's weird is like wedges are fine. You know, I like the ones from KFC. Those are good.
I like the ones from Fredbergers.
Yeah, those aren't bad. They're pretty good. But it's weird because wedges can be like sometimes I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not into the wedges. But if they're home fries, which is similar to the wedge, you know, I'm into those.
Not the way I cook them.
Well, I mean, they're not that much different.
Yeah, they're just a little crispier.
Yeah.
Whereas the wedges are just like...
Oh, also another potato question. Like hash browns or home fries?
Wait, what's the difference?
So hash browns is those like the shredded version.
Yeah.
And then home fries are the like the little tiny potatoes.
So like square potatoes?
Yeah, like the little cut up potatoes you get with breakfast.
I don't think I've ever had those.
Yes, you have. They have them here.
At the dining hall.
Yeah.
Like I haven't
in real life, you mean?
Like, yeah, in real life, IRL. IRL, I've only had hash browns.
Oh, my dad just said fries from Five Guys are yummy. I do agree, but you have differing opinions. They just get soggy quickly.
That's my complaint, yeah.
But I do like them. You just have to eat them, like, you just take them out of the bag right away and eat them.
I actually prefer the Cajun to the regular.
I've never had the Cajun ones.
Oh my god, they're good. I love Five Guys.
Now I really want to go to Five Guys.
I've never been to Five Guys.
Oh man, do you like burgers?
I mean, I don't really eat red meat that much anymore.
Okay, well, if you're going to make an exception, try Five Guys.
I think it's one of the better, like, chains.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Completely
I like
agreed.
It. Yeah, it's one of the better ones. Like, I personally think it's better than, what's that one, Shake Shack or something?
I don't think I've ever even had Shake Shack.
You like Shake Shack?
Yeah, because we didn't have it on the West Coast, so when I came here, I was like, ooh, Shake Shack, it's so fun. So
yeah, I've only eaten it, like, once or twice, but I think Five Guys is better.
Shake Shack, you know what? They have, like, outlets in their stores, which is, like, cool, because then you can do work at Shake Shack.
Wow.
They have really good milkshakes, too.
Well, it's Shake
They're
Shack.
They're thick and creamy. They're, like, thick, with, like, five C's.
I like that. We'll have to, like, go on a... rate them.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
A tasting tour of New England fast food.
Yes.
Sounds like my kind of tour.
Yeah. Tasty Burger is good.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been to Tasty Burger?
I enjoy Tasty Burger a lot.
Yeah, I've been to Tasty Burger.
It's good.
Yeah.
Someone told me, they were like, you don't really like Tasty Burger that much. You just like that they're open so late. And I'm like, I disagree. It's great that they're open late, but no, they are genuinely good.
Yeah, I agree. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too.
Because I didn't really have like a real dinner.
Although, to be honest, what I took most from that conversation is now I want a milkshake. So thank you, Trisha.
Now I just want those Five Guy fries.
Oh, but
so
to answer your question, though, you said home fries or hash browns. What?
Tasty Burger's open.
Generally, the answer to that question is hash browns, but I don't like just the shredded hash browns. I like
the ones that are like in a thing you eat.
Yeah.
You know, like at McDonald's or something.
Yeah, like McDonald's hash browns are amazing.
Oh, those are great.
What?
You never had McDonald's hash browns?
No, like, what do you mean in a thing you eat?
Like, it's kind of like a little patty, but like, but
yeah,
it's potato.
Like,
so isn't that just a fried potato?
No. I don't
but they're like mushed
anymore.
Together and it creates a little thing.
It's like a compact
thing. It's a potato pocket. Think of it like that.
Whereas, like, you go to, like, a diner every once in a while, and the hash browns they have are literally just, like, the shredded potatoes.
I like those,
just,
too.
But they're, like, loose, and they, like, fall apart. And I'm like, no, I like the crunchy, compact
hash browns. No, but usually the good ones have the crunch on the top, because they fry it kind of like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I like.
And then you just dip that in with the ketchup, and it's all good.
It's kind of like a blown-up tater tot. Kind of.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Do you like tater tots?
Yeah.
I think
you would
this.
Like hash browns, yeah.
Okay. Then I would like McDonald's hash browns.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
I like hash browns.
So McDonald's I'm has good there. Breakfast. Like, I don't care. Like,
their
it's
coffee
so...
is horrible.
Oh, yeah, it's only like a dollar. What do you expect?
It's so bad.
Yes, but I don't drink the coffee for me, though.
I can't say I ever have, but yeah, I do enjoy their breakfast.
Every once in a while, back in high school, when used to go, my mom and I used to get McDonald's breakfast sometimes. It was either that or like a bagel from Dunkin' Donuts. But over the summer, I had a bagel from Dunkin' Donuts. We got bagels, and it was really bad.
It was awful.
I like their muffins. Dunkin' Donuts muffins.
I haven't had a Dunkin' Donuts muffin,
I don't
think.
Know if I ever have either.
They're very crumbly, though.
But oh my goodness, I remember the last time that we got bagels from there, and I had to, like, use two hands because the bagel was so stale to, like, pry it out from beneath my teeth.
No.
Like, this is terrible. Like, we have much better bagels at Starbucks, and I don't really like them because I work there and I'm around them all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have a couple requests coming up. So
yeah.
I'm going to be playing two of those back to back, and they are requested by your lovely parents.
Yes.
Hello, by the way. I know they're listening.
Yes, they are. Always.
Hi, no. Kayla's parents. I love you again.
But, so.
I'm hungry.
We can talk about it after the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so first up is a classic song that I think
that
we all
my dad
really
says
appreciate.
Hello.
Oh, tell him
oh
today.
My God,
wait,
hi.
What classic? We're doing the modern before the classic.
Well, we were, but then the cue got switched up because Never Shout Never started playing, and then it just kind of.
Oh, yeah, because it's my account. Well, I can fix that.
Oh, okay.
You can go to the cue, my dude.
Looks like we're going modern first.
Cool.
Wait, where is the cue?
I was just on the cue.
Where was the cue?
Right there.
Where is the cue? You can just switch it. Look at that. Look at that.
All right, would you look at that? So,
Kayla is a technical queen.
What would I do without you?
I don't know.
We are going modern first. So this song is going to be Beautiful People, Beautiful Problems by
Which
Lana Del Rey.
Which is funny because my mom requested a Stevie Nicks song, and she is also in that song because my dad requested the Lana song, but they're both in the song. So it's like they were, I don't know if they coordinated on this, but you know, the mental synchronization, it was there.
Smells like a conspiracy.
It does.
Ooh, what you do? We might have to address that later.
We might, yes.
All right. Well, I hope y'all enjoy your dose of Stevie Nicks coming up.
Beautiful people with beautiful problems. Yeah.
again, everybody.
Hello, people.
And, yep, those were the two requests that we just played. Lovely songs, the both of them. Thank you all for listening. It's about to be 9:48, so with only 12 or so minutes left, I think you guys know what time it is.
It's time for Conspiracy Crackdown.
Pew, 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 pew.
I could have gotten that ready, but I wasn't.
Okay. It's all good. Okay, so I found something today, and I really hope you guys haven't heard this one yet. I can't remember if either I'm just unfamiliar with it or if maybe I just forgot it completely. But have you guys heard of the conspiracy involving George W. Bush and Britney Spears?
No.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Okay. So I came across this and I've been doing some digging and I have numerous cases of evidence to back this up. So the conspiracy is that George W. Bush and Britney Spears worked together during his presidency, because anytime there would be any kind of headlines, political headlines that would come out that would dishearten the public, Britney would do something that would distract from that.
Oh.
You ready? Mm,
yes.
So I'm going to present the evidence. We're going to start with January 5th, 2004. It says, a year earlier, a Bush crony blew the cover of CIA agent Valerie Plame. And then, what is it? A week before a case, the United States versus Libby, was to start, Britney married a childhood friend for 55 hours, and then it was annulled. And so that was just like, so as this trial was about to start, Britney was married for less than 3 days. Okay. April 2006. Bush's approval rating is at an all-time low, 38%. Britney is seen driving with infant Sean Preston on her lap rather than in a car seat. Later, child welfare officials and the sheriff's department investigate a story that Sean, the child, was injured in a fall from his high chair. People stop talking about their awful presidential overlord. That's what this says. I'm not adding that. And engage in endless debates about lap/infant protocol, all while a nation descends further into darkness. November 6, 2006, the day before a midterm election in which Republicans could potentially lose 33 Senate seats and 435 House seats, Britney Spears announces her split from Kevin Federline. The nation got distracted by that. February 2007, Bush announces the reformation of Al-Qaeda. That same night, Britney seeks out of rehab, shaves her head, and attacks a paparazzi van with an umbrella. March 14th, 2007.
I didn't know she attacked a paparazzi van with an umbrella. I knew she shaved her head, though.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
It was like an iconic image, her with a shaved head. March 14th, 2007, Attorney General Gonzalez admits that mistakes were made in the firing of 8 U.S. attorneys who didn't seem loyal enough to Bush. That same day, a story is leaked about Britney's rehab stint with some musician or something like that. After that, the Britney drama dries up around the 2008 election, either because she was put in a conservatorship? Is that a word? Conservatorship?
Conservatorship?
I don't know what
that is. I don't know.
That's a tricky word. And is under her father's lock and key, or it was because her services were no longer required by the most powerful man in the free world. Her time as a loyal servant completed. You be the judge.
I don't know. I mean, like, see, Brittany's a complicated gal.
Most certainly.
I think there's like a lot of conspiracy theories about her, like as in herself, because I remember a couple years watching, you know, Shane Dawson does his famous stuff, and he did this whole thing about her and how, I mean, I'm sure it's not really conspiracy theory, more so that it's just true that she's been manipulated so much. And I mean, she comes to represent like record company manipulation, you know. You want to be famous, you got to fit these demands of, like, sexuality and things like that. Like, you know, she's 16 and she's dressed, you know, all provocatively talking about, oops, I did it again. Singing like a baby. It's very overly sexualized. And then she shaves her head. And the music that she was making at that time was very dark. It kind of represented a thing of, I'm done being controlled. Because apparently also that she had actually had a really great voice, but the companies made her sing like that to sell records.
I'm sure they did.
It ruined her voice. And I feel like lately she's kind of like come back and like, you know, been more, you know, like I'm regaining my identity with a lot of women do lately, especially like Kesha too, feeling like coming out about like what happened to her and how she's been like, you know, harassed and things like that. But I don't know, like.
So here's what I think, right? I don't know that the two of them were directly working together. However, two things I note. Number one, that the Britney stuff did stop around the time that Bush's presidency ended.
Yeah, it's
could
right.
Could be a coincidence, could be not. Number two, I do believe that the entertainment industry or you know, just things are meant to distract us from other things.
Definitely.
I think, and that's probably more to do with the media than the entertainment industry as a whole. You know what I mean? They're not just going to say, hey, let's announce, you know, a new Marvel movie on the day of this. I think it's more so like the media is like, hey, the White House wants us to report on this instead of this. So let's just make everyone talk about this instead.
So what I think you're not realizing here, well, mm-hmm. you are realizing, you're just not out saying it yet, is that... it's not really a matter of Bush and Britney. It's a matter of the Illuminati controlling everything.
Oh, of course. You know this was coming back to the Illuminati.
It all goes back. Every time. It all does. Also, just like, I liked how they did that in America. Did you watch on Apocalypse, American Horror Story Apocalypse?
No, I didn't.
Ugh, I can't really say it, but like, Illuminati is involved. Like, it's great. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Yeah.
You know, I just... About this conspiracy, like, why do you think Britney would do this? Like,
money.
What was in it for? But she has money. Like...
Yeah, but money talks. And with rich people, it's like, they can't get enough of it.
I mean, yeah. But also, like, at a certain point, it's like, well, if I have the money, why would I do something that just embarrasses me further?
Yeah, I feel like there has to be something else in it for Britney besides the money.
Honestly, it's probably blackmail.
Oh,
interesting. That's mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do you something, think Bush had on her?
Yeah.
Something really bad.
I mean,
gonna go that
I
wild.
Would totally believe that tactic would be used by the Bush administration. So,
also, actually, there's a conspiracy theory that a lot of some of the songs that she recorded wasn't actually her singing, that they would have someone like imitate her and they would like sell the records and say it was her because of that thing with her voice getting bad.
I would believe that.
So, like, maybe he was going to tell the world that she doesn't actually sing on her song.
Oh, man. Yeah, that'd be interesting. So, yeah. I'm glad I went with that conspiracy. I think this was a good talk. The other one I was potentially going to talk about was apparently a conspiracy that Avril Lavigne died in 9/11 and that there was a new Avril Lavigne afterwards.
Oh, I think I've heard of that.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's terrifying.
That's a little strange.
I don't know why.
It's not the only person I've heard that kind of conspiracy about. Sometimes you hear it's just like, oh, this person looks different than they did a year ago. Clearly they died and this is like a decoy.
Clone. Yeah,
or a clone or whatever. Someone's impersonating them. I don't know.
A lizard.
Sure.
The lizard people.
Yeah, the lizard people. Yeah.
We talked about that, I think.
Yeah, I think like last year.
Yeah.
All right. Well... This is, you have been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Black Stripes or White Keys. We're going to play one more song for you guys since it is 9:56 and it is almost time to go.
What are we playing?
Well, I'm looking at the playlist and I see a Built to Spill song, so I was thinking that unless you guys have any other input.
I just covered them in September, October?
When did we go?
I
want to say the 24th of September.
Yeah, sounds about right. Well, yeah. You know, if you're interested in seeing how that concert was and seeing pictures, check out melismamagazine.com and my review on the Built to Spill concert.
That's right.
Yes, Danny and I were there. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was a great time. She took some awesome photos and wrote a nice little piece on them, so you guys should definitely go check that out.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Bad Light by Built to Spill, and thank you for listening. Hope you all have a good night.
Yeah.
never forever.